Testing one, two, three. Testing one, two, three. The clock is not working. Testing one, two, three. Testing one, two, three. Testing one, two, three. Test one, two, three. Testing one, two, three. Test one, two, three.
Just recording.
Testing one, two, three. Test one, two, three.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Yeah, I see the levels going.
Turn it off. Testing one, two, three. Testing one, two, three.
Clock is still not working.
Three. Test one, two, three.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the Othello City Council, regular city council meeting, to order at 7 p.m. and welcome everyone. Would you all please rise for a short prayer and pledge of allegiance? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and gather together and conduct the business of this city, which we know ultimately is your business. Please give us wisdom, an understanding, and a knowledge of the decisions that we make that will affect everyone here. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Move on to item 1.3 on our agenda tonight, roll call. I see that all members of the City Council are present. So we will move on to item 1.4, citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the Othello City Council? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you, and you can come before the microphone and you'll have 5 minutes to address us. Is there anyone? Okay. Moving on in our agenda, number two, approval of the agenda. This time I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item number three, consent agenda. At this time I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda for tonight's meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve our consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4.1, public hearing on the 2015-2020 capital facilities plan. This time I'd like to open the public hearing at 7:03 p.m. and it's being held to receive a staff report and public comment on the city's capital facility plan for 2015 through 2020. And Spencer Williams, our city finance officer, has a staff report. Spencer.
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. The capital facility plan is an integral part of our annual budget that we pass every year. When we pass our budget, we're just looking at 2015, and what our capital facility plan does is forces us to make our decisions for 2015 with the next 6 years in mind. So when we're looking at projects in our capital facility plan, we can use that forward thinking to budget our current year's dollars in a way that's more efficient, more effective. I'm going to scroll down here. and talk through a couple of different things in our plan here. This is a six-year plan, like the mayor just said. It looks at 2015 out to 2020. So a lot of the things that you'll see in here are familiar. I'm going to try to, it's kind of small. I'm going to try to make it a little bit bigger. Here, it's a little bit bigger. The very top fund is the water fund. When we're looking at rates for our water utility for the city, when we make those rates, they need to be sufficient to cover the expenses of that fund. And some of the expenses of that fund are going to include future capital, future growth. And so here on the list we have, well, nine. We have well nine, finishing out well nine in 2015. In years 2016 and 17, we have either well 10 or a water treatment facility, just the next thing to come down the pike for the water utility of the city. When we're looking at our sewer fund, as you know, we're saving up to be able to fund a sewer treatment plant that's in our future. I put $30 million in 2018 for the sewer treatment plant. The dollars that we've heard kind of go have gone back and forth in between about 25 and 30 million, and there's somewhere a lot of money regardless. So when we're setting our sewer rates, we're setting them with these projects in mind. Then down at the very bottom, it's our solid waste fund, and we contract out for our solid waste services, but we still have some other capital that we want to, or some other projects that we want to do in conjunction with our contracted services. And we put the $55,000 in for the alley approach improvements. Those are, our alley approaches are certainly impacted by the garbage trucks that are running on those roads.
As we move up to the top, the first page
of our capital facility plan is just the same. We have projects that are moving out, looking into the future in our street fund. We want to continue with our street overlays and improving the streets in the city. We have, under Parks and Rec, we have the park restrooms, which is something that we want to do. We have the farmers market / community center, whichever way we end up going with that. And then the skateboard park for $200,000. Not everything that is on this list up here is going to be funded. Ultimately, the whole idea behind the capital facility plan is to force us to look into the future when we're creating our current year's budget. So with that, I turn the floor back over to the mayor.
Thank you, Spencer. I will now ask for public testimony, questions, or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I can recognize you, and I'll have you come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. I will also allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Is there any citizen present tonight who is interested in addressing the City Council with regard to its six-year capital facility plan? Please raise your hand. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the public portion of the testimony. And at this time, I would open it up to the City Council. Do you have any questions, comments, or information that you want to make for the public record with regard to this capital facility plan?
Just under the police patrol car for the 2015, we have scheduled for two cars. Unfortunately, we're looking at that in this budget. We're falling back to one car this year, but my understanding was if we fall back to one car this year, it possibly might be three cars next year. So we should look at increasing that by another $45,000.
Police Chief Phil Shank, do you want to address that?
This is a plan, and that would be our recommendation. Obviously, we're not requesting two this year. We are requesting the one for $45,000, so we can prioritize other items.
And then next year?
Next year, we would need to prioritize three, We are having some problems with the one that should carry us through next year, but because we are getting those repaired, we do expect it to make it through next year.
Okay. Thank you. Counsel, is there any further comment or questions of staff? So, Spencer, correct me if I'm wrong, every year we will go through this process of adopting the capital facility plan. It causes, as you said, time for reflection, looking into the future of what the needs are for the community.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah. And I can easily make that change, move $45,000 from 2015 over to 16. So we'd be planning for one car, then three, then two, moving on in the future.
Counsel, you have an offer from our finance officer to make a change to the plan?
This is just the plan, right?
Yes.
This is not what we're actually doing.
I believe we could revisit this anytime during the year and add to or subtract from, so...
Okay.
This document is not the budget. Okay. It's a plan to help us look at the budget.
All right. It's a guiding document.
Yeah.
So as it shown on the plan, you got two for 90,000?
Yes.
2015?
Yes.
You're going to go with 45 and then move another 45 over?
45, then 135.
Okay.
Then 90. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions or clarifications, counsel? All right, with that, I will now close the public hearing at 7:10 p.m. Do we need to adopt this formally?
We'll do that at our next meeting.
Okay. We'll move on to item 4.2, proclamation honoring Billy Lee Morris. This time, if I could have the family of Billy Lee Morris come forward. Welcome you all here to our meeting tonight. It is with great honor that I'm going to issue a proclamation in honor of Billy Lee Morris, your husband and father. This proclamation is in recognition of the many years of volunteerism and dedication to the citizens, organizations, and the community of Othello for Billy Lee Morris. Whereas, in the memory of Billy Lee Morris, we would like to offer recognition to the volunteer efforts of Billy Lee Morris. And whereas Billy Morris was a retired lieutenant colonel and pilot in the Air Force. And whereas Billy Morris was the president of the Othello Museum Board for 30 years, an active member of the Othello Lions Club, member of the Eagles and Senior Center. And whereas Billy Morris contributed countless volunteer hours to the community of Othello. Now therefore, I, Sean Logan, Mayor of Othello, do hereby proclaim that Billy Lee Morris be recognized and acknowledged by all citizens for his valuable and meritorious service to our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
And my understanding is that Billy Lee's funeral is on Saturday at 2 p.m. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
At the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
So I wanted to take this time in the council to honor his service to our community, honor his passing, and to offer our condolences to the family and this memento for you to keep.
I am overwhelmed. We have loved this town and the people, and we will continue to. And I'm so appreciative of you honoring him, because he just was a special man.
He was, and he was my friend. Thank you.
And so were you. Thank you so much.
We'll move on to item 4.3 in our agenda, Memorandum of Understanding with the Police Department between the City of Othello and the Teamsters Union, Local Union Number 760 Othello Sergeants, and I believe our Chief Phil Shank has a report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What this does is this allows us to modify the collective bargaining agreement that we have between the sergeants and their union and the city. The current contract only allows an 8-hour workday, so 5/8. The new schedule that we're implementing for all of our patrol officers and sergeants is a 10-hour and 40-minute workday, and this allows that to happen. It also sets the leave balances to stay the same, and or like sick leave, vacation, and the holidays actually stay as a credit. So this is an agreement that we've already been working on with the collective bargaining unit. So our recommendation is that council pass it.
Council, you got a chance to review the agreement. Is there any questions for Phil of with regard to this agreement?
I have a small question.
Yes,
under the maximum hours matrix, this is allowable hours before OT for a 28-day work period of 171.
The matrix that I've included is the FLSA 7K matrix that basically allows police officers and firefighters to work beyond a normal 40-hour work week before overtime is accrued. So in this case, in the schedule that we're presenting, is a 28-day cycle. So with the 20, that basically is a 28-day week. So they're allowed to work up to 100, and I think it is 171 hours in a 28-day week. In this case, they're not going to be working that. It'll be at the end of a year, similar to a 5/8. They'll work the same amount of hours as if they were working banker hours, you know, eight hours a day, 5 days a week.
So this gives you better coverage on your shifts and...
Yes, ma'am. This
we
gives
have more
us,
people out on the streets.
This gives us better coverage consistently throughout the days. It also gives the officers a rotating cycle, so they end up working less weekends. So it's actually split. We're currently, if they're working 5/8, it's pretty much a fixed schedule. So they would have, you know, if they're working weekends, they're working weekends forever. Mm-hmm. With this schedule, they rotate on and off weekends. It also allows us to have a couple power days where we have basically the entire department coming in on one Wednesday and one Friday a month, which will become our training days and our meeting days. So we'll be able to reduce overtime with that.
Awesome. Council, the staff is recommending that we adopt this. New agreement. At this time, I entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Shank. We'll move on to item 4.4 on our agenda. Regarding an ordinance to amend OMC Chapter 11.04, and we have a staff presentation by Wade Ferris, the City Administrator.
Mayor and Council, good evening. A concerned citizen brought to our attention that we have a very outdated OMC. In fact, it was passed in 1955. The OMC requires us to have three copies of this 970-page regulation on file and update it about once every year or two, and continue to have these on file. That's what the OMC, the ordinance they have in front of you from before says. We did some research, checked with our attorney, checked with MRSC, and found that we don't really need to have this big volume on file because we've been overtaken, of course, by technology. And so now what we're asking you all to do is allow us to change the ordinance. You guys can change the ordinance so that we just keep it on file on our website. They can pull down the in-citizen, goes on the web, pulls it down. If they do want a copy, they can pay, what's our going rate, 15 cents per page for this, and we'll be glad to do it for them. So if you have any questions, that's why we need to change this. There's other cleanup items also that we did in this ordinance as well with regards to some street paving and some other things, as long as we were looking at it. Questions?
Council?
So the cleanup items are just a matter of wording?
Mostly, yeah, wording and stuff, that more to where we, to help us operate better the way we should have done this, of course, years ago, but we didn't get it till now. So.
Wait, I see on 11.04040, the end under approval. It now states that any construction within the public rights of way plans and specifications shall be submitted to the public works director and, if necessary, approved by the city engineer.
That was based on your catch and that one, that we changed that.
Yep. Otherwise, we had it as everything had to go through the city engineer.
Right.
And there are certain things that we'll need to, by and large, if someone's going to put in a driveway or a sidewalk, it doesn't need to go to the city engineer, unless there's special circumstances, so.
Those are the kind of cleanup things we did.
Yep. Council? Thank you. Wade. This time, staff is recommending the council adopt this proposed ordinance, and I would entertain a motion to adopt.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion to adopt carries. Moving on to item 4.5, the city council has been busy over the last month and a half in committees, committee budget hearings, public budget hearings, and tonight we are going to continue on in our preliminary budget discussions over the general fund, street fund, and the reserve fund, and leading us in that discussion will be our city finance officer, Spencer Williams.
Thank you very much, Mayor. As the mayor just said, we're coming to the end of a long process in building our budget for 2015. It takes a lot of work to build this budget and to get everyone's input from the department heads, from you as council representatives of the public. It takes a lot of effort to put something like this together. We've been meeting with each one of the council members through our council budget committees. We've divided up the budget into a series of meetings. I believe there were 8 meetings, but there perhaps 7. And we hit the budget line by line, going through each one of the expenses of our city, making sure that we're spending our money in a way that is in the best interests of the public. Two meetings ago, we brought all of that information together and we looked at what we call the red zone items, some of the wish list things that we'd like to do for 2015, the list of items that, we can't do everything on that list, but if it were a perfect world, we would. At our last meeting, we had half of the funds in our budget, and we went through those red zone items, and we said yes, no, yes, no. And tonight we're going to hit the general fund and the street fund and a brief discussion on our reserve funds. And then for each one of these funds, we're going to look at the red zone items and say yes, no, yes, no. And we'll look at the available resources. What can we do? What can't we do? What do we need to wait till perhaps later into the new year to see what we can do? We had with our seven, I believe there were 7 different council budget committees the committee meetings that we had. That's a format that the city's used for a number of years, I believe. And when I came into this position, I just continued with that same format, and I think it's something that works well. There's also the opportunity to make the budget process better and easier every year. You, as members of the council, turn over, and ultimately we want this process to be as informative as we can to you, the decision makers. When we were looking at each one of the line items, one of the things that we were looking at were some changes in payroll, some salary increases for some different employees. And we had the discussion we talked about some of the reasons why, and just we filled out the whole story for some of these increases that we were proposing at a staff level. The concern was brought to our attention last week that we had never had that discussion in front of the entire council, though, to talk about what salaries we're proposing that we change, and look at them all together instead of just piecemealing them together as we're looking through the funds. So tonight, right before we get to our red zone items, we wanted to have a brief discussion about these salary changes that we're proposing for the new year and some of the reasons why. And I prepared an Excel document here that I think will kind of help us walk through this discussion. So I prepared this document up here that shows the increases to salaries that are above and beyond just the normal 2% COLA that we're giving to employees. This list of employees, I'll make it a little bit bigger here, and then we can kind of play around with this a little bit. We have a series of employees over here, 8 different employees that we felt deserved a little extra bump in the regular salary, something over the 2% COLA that we were giving to all employees, to all city employees. When we looked at these reviews, or maybe before I start into some of the reasons why, I just want to explain what this chart shows. Here we have the 2014 salary, and then on the very end we have the 2015 salary. In between, we have a couple of things to step it up. There's the 2% COLA, and then we have one employee that is a newer employee that's still in the steps. First, second, third year employee steps for pay increases. So we have the regular 2% and a step for employees that bumps these salaries here up to this level. So this is the 2015 salary with the COLA. With a few employees, we also thought there was an extra bump that was warranted. And there were a couple reasons for this. First of all, we looked at the comparables. We looked at comparables. We looked at similar. We looked at similar positions in other cities that were of a similar size, population-wise, demographic-wise, kind of out separate from other communities, and we looked at. Here's a list over here. Here's a list of the cities that we used in our comparisons. The AWC, Association of Washington Cities, puts together a salary survey every year. So we grabbed their salary survey that they compiled based on 2013 numbers. We grabbed the comparables for some different employees, and we tried to put together a rate that is comparable to other communities. The very first item that we have up here is Debbie Kuderna, our city clerk, and our suggestion here is bumping her salary from $65,900 to $70,000. And if you look down here, you can see with some of the comps from these other cities, the comps range from $61,000, $68,000, $70,000, $75,000, depending on, excuse me,
depending on experience. Then we went through each one of the other employees to get a sense of what's comparable for what this employee does. How much do we value this employee? We had a couple other things that we considered. Did you want to mention some of those, Reed?
Sure. Sound like you're losing your voice there.
Yeah.
Actually, Spencer misspoke a little bit. The first thing we looked at was the quality of the employee and the production. And I just want to say that, I've been in charge of a lot of staffs, a lot of people over the course of my career. And this group of folks that we have working for the city right now is some of the best I've seen. We have a very, very good team. You all, I don't mean this badly, but you all can't appreciate what we have because you haven't seen other teams like I have. And so that's the first thing we looked at. The second thing we looked at was, given the quality output of our team and the members of our team, what have they been doing over the years as far as steps, what I call step increases, merit increases, and when was the last time they had one of those? If you look at like Debbie, I think it was seven, eight years since she had one. So we looked at that as well. And so if you look at those increases, some of them are a little skewed because where they should have been over 2 or 3 years evaluate performance and then give a step, merit increase to keep up with both the comparables and with what the kind of work they're doing, that was not done in some of these cases. The other thing that I looked at, and I feel is important, and I think the mayor and I discussed this as well, is we have a good team here. And yes, those salaries may appear to be a little more than what some people don't feel to get, but with a good team, I want to keep people on that team. Since I've been here for over a year now, it's hard for me to believe that, but over a year, we haven't lost a single member of our team to go somewhere else and work. Because the first thing we try to do is improve morale. The next thing we'd like to do is keep the salaries commensurate with other communities so we don't lose employees to other communities and better opportunities. We want to make that decision very hard. And that's been my goal, is to keep that decision difficult for our employees to leave. Because the service they're giving us to the city, I tell you, is over and above what I've seen in other places, other government employees. So that all went into our decision. It was a very extensive analysis that both Spencer and I did in conjunction with the mayor. We talked about it as we got to the end. We talked to the mayor about it. We talked to each committee member about it. About these increases. So now, as Spencer said, we put this all together in one format, and while the additional $22,700 is a lot of money for a city this size, what I will tell you is you won't see something like that again under my watch. Okay, you won't see an increase that big under my watch, because we'll space this out, and you won't see any other merit increases probably like this for these employees for another 2 to 3 years. As we go out and look at salaries. But what we will see is Spencer and I will be examining these as we go throughout the next 4, 5, 10 years, however long we're here to do that. So
another thing that's important to consider here, the total effect of these additional bumps that we think are warranted is almost $23,000 for the year. These increases won't be borne just by one fund. These will affect the general fund, street, water, sewer, and solid waste funds ultimately. So if we prorate that $22,000 over those five funds, the impact to any one fund would be about $4,500 or so. I just think that's an important thing to keep in mind also.
So the total increase is $34,000.
Of these right here, $33,500. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where did you fall in the range? Obviously, there's a range of those cities, the lowest to the highest salary.
Yeah.
Where did you tend to fall with? I would like to kind of know where the salaries that you're where you're bumping up to, where they tended to fall. Are they in the middle? Are they high? Are they low?
Our salaries for these employees were low in those ranges.
To begin with, after the bump.
As you can see there.
To begin with. And so now, after the bump, right, after the bump, it depends on the experience of the employee. So our clerk has been here for 25 plus years, long time. So for her, we looked at salaries of individuals that had been in their positions for about that long. For others, Becky, Rebecca Ozuna, she's kind of new to her position as assistant clerk. So we looked, we tried to find other positions where the person had a similar level of experience. Does that kind of answer part of that question?
Could some of these bumps be done over multiple years to spread out this?
That's kind of what I would... I was sitting here thinking, you know, maybe
we could spread it out over a few years or a couple of years, even 2 years.
At least a couple, yeah.
Yeah,
at least 2 years.
It would lessen the impact to the budget.
Yeah, because we see like a 2% increase for the COLA, and then you go to the additional, that's like that's like an 8%.
Yeah.
The 2% is.
So it's like a 10% overall.
The 2% is what it is. And don't get me wrong in saying this. I value every one of our city employees. They do a great job. No question, no doubt. But I think we should do this over at least 2 years.
There is a couple positions here that if we had to go out and hire a new person for that position, we would be looking at paying much more than what we are paying them now. And we need to really take a look at those, to try to keep those in place. As we found out in the past with department head hirings, that it does cost a lot more to get good personnel in here, and I really do believe that if we had to go out and, for example, replace Debbie's position, if she ever decided to leave, that it would cost us much more to bring in a person for that position.
I guess I would urge the council to wait and withhold that judgment over a several year time frame until we've had a chance to review the rest of the budget, because we're talking about $11,350 approximately. So if we find that in our deliberations here, which are going to take place after this part of the discussion, that we need to do this over several years, we certainly have that ability to do that. But I think you need to take the whole budget into consideration rather than just this one piece at this particular time.
Now that $22,000 is on top of the 2% bump, so we're talking $22,000.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's basically
$33,500.
Yeah. What I meant by my statement of 11 is 11 this year, 11 next year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But basically, we've hired a city administrator to administrate for the city of Othello. And based on his recommendations, these are the recommendations for the personnel that work for him. And I'm sure he's discussed with each one of his individual employees that are here with the city that he administrates over what is going to be required of them in addition to what they already do today to earn the salary that he's giving them today, right now, what he's suggesting their salary should be. So we have to have faith in the people we've hired to do the job, to oversee those people, just like you would hire somebody in a private business to operate your company for you.
Yeah, but if I fall behind, you know, not giving them the 2.5%.
Set expectations for them.
Yeah, but if we fall behind, not giving them the 2.5% for the past years because of the economy, and we want to make it up all of a sudden, that's kind of tough too.
But a 2% increase is standard. That's a standard rate increase. So put the 2% behind you and concentrate on what he's actually said additionally. Because that's a standard rate.
On top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some it is, to others it isn't. Yeah. But
we also have to answer to them.
To the public?
To the public.
We answer to the public by the work we do for the public, the people that we've hired to do the work. That's how we answer the public.
Wade, thank you for the information. Are you ready to make that decision right now, council, or do you want to hold that decision as we continue on in our budget discussion?
I think we need to go through the rest of the budget also.
Let's go.
But we needed to be presented with the information upfront.
Okay. So the council's been presented with this information. I'll hold that in your thoughts as we continue on tonight.
Then we can circle back around.
Yes.
So for our budget tonight, I prepared a couple of different documents. There, and two of them I printed out and gave to you. I think they'll help in our discussions tonight. The first looks like this. This is the document that we've been looking at for our last couple of meetings. It's looking at the available sources in our different funds and what some of our the dollars in different funds can do, some of the restrictions on different pots of money that we operate with. So that's this one. And that can just be as an easy reference for you. Then I prepared this other document here that lists all the red zone items that we're considering this year. I updated this list here to include the items that we said that we would do based on our last meeting. So here for the solid waste sewer and water funds, I put a yes next to each one of those items that's funded. Then up above in the street and general fund, I put a yes next to the plotter copy scanner for the general funds quarter and then for the street funds quarter right there. Then for the rest of these items, we can go through and just say yes, no, yes, no. And also this document here, the police chief has a number of items on here, and I listed them on here in his order of priority, which may or may not be your order of priority, but hopefully that is a little is helpful for you. Instead of going through the general fund, then the street fund, and then looking at our REIT and utility tax dollars, I prepared this document here where we can go through and we can insert different red zone items here. The police cars, for example. Police cars, if we're going to do one of those, that'll cost $45,000. If we put that in here, down here we can see our remaining funds down here. I think this will make it so we can play around with some of the red zone items a little bit easier. With that said, we can start going down this list, the red zone items, unless you as council members have some items that you want to touch on first in the general and street fund. Tonight it's your conversation, and I want to hit on those areas that are more important to you first. So with that, do we have, are there any takers for some of these different red zone items? Or do you have any items that are more important to you that you want to propose first? If not, I can start going down the list.
I got a question on the stuff, the Spillman GL scanning. Okay, so it says 17,200. The way it's listed here, we couldn't take that out of the utility tax fund.
Right, because the utility tax fund has a $25,000 threshold.
Right.
What we can do in 2014, to begin the year, we automatically make a 50% transfer of utility tax revenues over to the general fund. The remaining dollars are sitting there for capital projects, $25,000 or more. If you want, as a council, you can up that 50% to 55%, 60% again, as we did last year. Ultimately, those dollars are there for you to use how you want to use them. So you're right, we do have that $25,000 threshold, but you as a council, if you want to use those dollars for the Spillman 17,200 item, that's up to you. You don't have to be restricted by past councils.
So, Chief, could we add the three Spillman together? There would be no reason we couldn't do that, is there?
What was that question, sir?
There's no reason we can't add this Spillman Mobile, Spillman DL Scanner, and the Spillman Insight Interface into one.
They could all be added together as one. In fact, that's how I had originally put them. I broke them apart so that council would have some options to discuss. What I would caution you, though, is it wouldn't do us much good to get the Spillman driver's license scanning without the Spillman Mobile first.
Now, if we upped the percentage that was transferred,
yeah,
what does that do to the rest of the budget?
We would only increase it to use these. Ultimately, we're only going to use these dollars that we have available on the screen.
Okay.
That's all that we have at this point.
It would just basically lower our utility tax.
Right. So
it's an increase our general fund balance.
Exactly.
Where we could be.
Exactly. Yeah. Those three items that you were just mentioning, the three spill mine items, those are here, is $57,000. If we start with a patrol vehicle. There's $45,000 for the new patrol vehicle. If we went with that one, that would be funded through utility tax dollars. Is that something that you want to move forward with that?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put a yes next to that.
I think we still need to go with two. We're just going to get behind if we don't do it.
Okay. Let's put up two for now.
Okay. And we can always revisit.
Yeah, we're this is all discussion.
I built this Excel spreadsheet so we can play with it, add, subtract. We can go back and forth between two and one, and just see what works best. So tonight, again, we're going to discuss the general fund and the street fund. So down on the street fund, we have the beautification and the TBD items down there also. We have the skate park, 150, or the skate park is already funded, so we don't need to worry about that tonight. The additional park restroom for $150,000, and the walk path project, our share would be about $20,000.
Now, on the street fund, the TBD distribution information, now that has to be a loan to the TBD, don't it?
Well, I've been talking with the state auditor's office about that question. And ultimately, if we track our expenses that we incur on behalf of the TBD, if the TB gets up and running, we can use that information as an invoice for the TBD to pay back the city. And so that's one option. The second option, if the TBD ultimately doesn't come up, get going, the advice that came from the state auditor's office was that if the city has the power and the authority to create this other entity, we then have the power and the authority to incur expenses on behalf of this other organization. So the TBD doesn't necessarily have to pay back the city for these funds. I'd recommend that if the TBD does get off the ground and starts going, that we do reimburse those expenses. That would be clean, and that'd be great and easy to do. But if we don't have the TBD, there's no, this wouldn't turn into a gifting of public funds issue. So.
Street fund. We have two items in front of us, a beautification committee street lighting project and the TBD distribute information to promote and publicize a levy or an increase in the sales tax. First of all, we would take the beautification, the street lighting project, that could come out of street and or street reserve. Combination,
yeah,
of the two?
Yeah. Or utility tax also.
Okay.
Yeah, that's available.
I think we probably are better to use it from street funds,
mm-hmm,
because we have adequate street funds.
So let's put that in here. If we put the $25,000 in there. I just noticed, well, I'm breaking the street and the street reserve funds up into two different funds. If I put the $25,000 just under the reserve fund, it puts it at a negative $4,000. Ultimately, we just need to look at the street, and the street reserve fund is one fund. And so I put a new dollar down here at the bottom. So it has $13,000 in the street fund.
I think we can pull that out.
And the Public Works Department always budgets every year for a line item like they did with the well this year, the emergency well on well three that we had to do that work. Public Works always has a line item to address those emergencies, right?
Yeah, and operations to a point.
To a point, yeah. Okay.
So did I hear a yes for the other $3,000 out of the street? So if we put that in there, that looks like that. The street and street reserve together are just a little over $10,000 down here.
Okay. So then that leaves us up to the general fund.
Come back up.
Personally, I would like to see us leave our Park and Rec Reserve, Farmers Market, Community Center funds, and our Real Property Reserve Park Mitigation funds alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
do that, I can hide those.
That's my personal opinion. I'm hearing agreement.
Yes.
As long as you guys are in agreement with that.
And I believe we're leaving the REIT alone, too, because it needs to build for a few years. Correct?
That's approximately 40. After a conversation, Spencer's about $40,000 a year, 40 to 45. Yeah. Okay.
So I can highlight those just to kind of take them out of.
And so then if you take out. Then, so then what we have left to balance the budget is the general fund, $16,553.
We have
the 257, or actually less than that, 167,794. That's what we have left to balance our budget.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and these aren't items to balance the budget. These are just to fund those additional things over and above the regular budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. All right. So, patrol vehicle, we right now have two. Uniform purchases, $12,000. That's number two in importance on Phil's agenda. Mm-hmm. We want to fund that.
I had a question about that, Phil, if I can ask you. Are we paying for laundry services now?
We do pay for laundry, for dry cleaning services. The current uniforms, some of the officers take advantage of it. Some of the officers do not.
Okay. Will we have to do that with this?
Depends on which uniform they go with.
Is this a jumpsuit?
I don't know yet. The jumpsuit option is one of the options they're looking at. They're also looking at a different type of two-piece uniform with a vest carrier. At this point, I'm not sure which option that I'm willing to put in front of you yet.
Is this is this $12,000 in addition to budget money already set?
Yes, sir. There's currently $8,000 in the budget.
So this would make it a total of $20,000 for this year to suit up the police force.
Would it be possible to do with a little less there, or?
That is a little less now.
Okay.
Depending on which uniform they go with, if they do, or we present, if we present you with the jumpsuit option, often those will last 6-7 years. A normal unit, so we could have a few that we're replacing every year for, if they get in fights, chain link fences and stuff like that. If they go with a normal uniform like this, we can sometimes make them last that long if they're pretty high quality. It's hard to say. So, but new hires would be an expense that we'd have to continually budget for. But the maintenance is once we get into these, we should schedule to replace some every year, but not a big thing like this.
Okay. So this is kind of a one-time thing to get us going, and then we'll put it on a regular rotation.
This gets us started. I would probably ask for a little bit more than $8,000 the next year, but not an additional $20,000, or not an additional $12,000.
Regina?
Personal opinion, that looks a lot better than a jumpsuit.
The choices are coming to us?
Yeah. I've seen them on the, what is it, the sheriffs wear the jumpsuits, and that just, to me, looks a lot more professional. Anyway, that's just a personal on the side comment.
Sure, but I'm looking for the guy to get out of the car and run, you know, and catch some bad guy. So if a jumpsuit's, you know, easier to work with, that's their preference.
And I don't want to chase a squirrel here, but, I mean, a lot of the options, you know, that we would be looking at is if it's an external carrier, they can take some of the equipment off their belt and put it on the vest. If it's a jumpsuit, it's the same kind of thing. They can actually, we can have additional pockets where some of the equipment's moved around. If we can save some of the officers from back injuries, it's well worth it. And I can attest for that.
I know that in the committee for resolving the contract, this was very important to the officers. Very important to them.
Yeah, it was one of the items on the mark.
This would be us making a commitment to them. You know, they've got a new chief, their morale's good. This would only add to it, you know.
Well, I didn't have a problem with it, I was just asking.
Okay. They'll parade them in front of us at some point in time to let us know what it is that they're deciding on, but...
We're going to outfit a couple, one particular officer as our poster child, and we will be bringing him in front of council and city administration for your thoughts.
So I say yes.
Okay.
On the uniforms, anybody disagree?
I'm agreeable on that.
I think right. Since it's a one-year yeah. thing and it's not going to be...
That's right.
Okay, so I just put that under the general fund. Which reduces the general fund down to 4,000. The other option is we still have these utility tax dollars, 167,000 there that we can, at your discretion, we can use that for some of those items also.
How much did the... I'm kind of looking at the totals of what's left, and I think one of the things that we need to look at is our additional park restroom. Although I know that we need it really badly, I think that might have to go out to a different year.
Looking that way,
yeah.
But the walk path project grant,
yeah,
I think we need to approve that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we do have a grant and that will repave and widen our, Terry, do you want to again remind us again that project?
That's a citywide walk path. I think it's about 9,300 feet in length.
Over a mile.
Doing all our asphalt walk paths. So I went to the commissioners, county commissioners, did a letter, and we met with them. Wade and I met with them, and we talked about it. And they've got to wait to get through their budget to see how much money's in that fund to give back here. So they think that fund will produce about $41,000, about what we're asking. So they got to wait and get through that, and then we'll know a little bit more what that match would be.
So I say that we remove the $150,000, though, and put that on next year's list.
I agree.
Okay.
And that I think that'll allow us to fund some of the other police items.
I agree. I think we also need to, Spencer, could we take a really quick look and look at transferring 55% of the utility tax to give us a little more freedom on some of the lower balance items.
Yeah. I don't need to do that tonight. We already know that we have the dollars there, so I can work whatever that percentage needs to be to cover those additional items that you want to fund. It can be 53.
We still have the 167 to spend.
Yes.
On the red zone item.
So,
okay, so
I agree that we need the walk path match in there.
So if we put
on the walk path?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. So the $20,000 is over here in utility tax.
Okay.
And that leaves the last big items are the school, the SRO, and then the dispatch. A part-time dispatcher at $21,000. They're the Spillman items.
Which I believe the SRO, we're only paying about half. That's actually half of what an SRO is because the school district
that's correct. Let's have Phil give us a update on your negotiations.
Yes, ma'am. This $38,000 would be half of the cost. We're still negotiating with the school district. The superintendent, I talked to the superintendent this morning. He has the draft agreement that I put together that spells out the obligations and costs on each side. He hasn't had a chance to read it yet, but I expect that I'll hear from him shortly. I anticipate that the school district's probably going to approve it.
So this $38,000 here is just the net effect to the city. Mm-hmm. The actual expense to us would be about $76,000 for the total salary and benefits, but then we'd have the $38,000 revenue to help offset that. So this is just the net effect.
So is this hiring a new officer?
Yes.
So what happens if the next year they don't fund half?
The agreement that I would be putting together would be a two-year agreement. And if at the end of that point that they chose to terminate it, we would have to terminate an officer.
That's pretty clear.
And if they do not fund their half of the officer, this just rolls back into the budget. We're not going to go there. Correct?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's up to you. That's
my understanding.
Right.
So if they elect not to fund it, then in their budget, then we won't fund it. Correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Are you in agreement with that, Phil?
Absolutely. We will not hire that person until we have an agreement with the school district.
Okay, good.
In light of that, I am in agreement to moving that into the budget.
So if we move that in...
I think that sounds important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody's good with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So here that $38,000 is in under the utility tax here. Ultimately, that's an expense that would be borne by the general fund. We can increase the percentage of the transfer to cover that. So now we have...
That one's over the $25,000.
Sorry?
That one's over the $25,000, so we wouldn't need to.
But it can only be used for capital expenses.
Yeah. What are you saying?
The utility tax is kind of funny. In a lot of cities, this utility tax revenue isn't broken out into its own fund. It's part of the general fund anyway. So here locally, we have an ordinance that splits those revenues out. So we can look at those, and that's not a bad thing. It helps us take a serious look at what we're spending those dollars on. But ultimately, it's up to you as a council. These are general fund dollars in this fund.
So what are the balance of the items? Then the 5,000 tactical response, the dispatch, new hire, the Spillman Mobile. What's the total of all those figures?
Of what's left
on the police budget?
I can get that for you here in just a sec. $5,000, the dispatch. I know we already Spillman, the 9 and the 1. So all those items, that's 94,000. Almost 95.
So 95,000, and we have, going back to your, we have 109 left. So we have enough to fund all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys just want to take all that at once, or you want to go line by line?
I would say fund them.
Yes.
I've been thinking about it all week.
I think we need to give our tools to work with, and I say fund them.
Good answer. Yes. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Most of these are a one-time shot.
Yep.
And like I said, we asked Phil to come in and do a job for us, and he's doing a job for us, and we need to support him in that job.
Okay. So
those items were approximately 95,000, 94.6. In the actual budget, I'll build what that real number is. That leaves approximately 14,000 in utility tax dollars. The street and street reserve, just over 10,000, and the general fund, 4.5. Then we still, that's not touching our REIT
and Park and Rec Reserve.
But we still also have $2,500 on there for the chamber projectors, which I think that we ought to get, because it is really hard to read those darn things.
Yes. Yes.
I've got eyes, but I can read them just fine.
Yeah, I don't have my glasses on, but I don't have a problem at a distance, and I find that fuzzy.
I take my glasses off.
You live in the age of HD, right? So, okay. Anybody have any objections to new chamber projectors?
Aye.
Aye? Okay. Okay.
I'm good with the ones we got.
You're good?
I am too.
Three, we got three goods. We have four. Do we have a fourth? You're good?
I put them up here three, four years ago.
Oh, you did?
How old are these projectors?
Probably 4 years old.
Is that right? Okay.
No, that's not that old. I thought they were older than that.
So we have three objections. Do I have a fourth?
For this year, yeah.
For this year?
Okay.
Okay. No, no projectors.
No for this year.
I didn't realize it was only 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. We'll suffer through another year. That's why you have your new iPad too. You can make that big and guys got that one figured out. So
overdone it with ourselves this year.
Yeah, you guys thinking about chairs and iPads. You guys have been pretty good to yourself. Okay, so
I put everything in, everything that you said yes and no to is in here. Ultimately, that's everything in the red zone minus the projectors, and it's one squad car. And we have two up there.
That's right.
Yep. And then the additional park restrooms, we're putting that off into the future. Yeah.
And so we basically have almost a $15,000 reserve, as it were, for any miscellaneous things that we can't foresee, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Should we circle around back to the salaries? Now, the salaries, as the budget is laid out, is already included in our figure. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we wouldn't have to change any more.
Correct.
As with the additional 22,000 merit increases. So, council, you got any further comment now? Now that you've seen the whole budget, now that you've basically balanced your priorities?
So that you're saying that's already built into the budget, so we're not going to be taking any more out?
No,
correct. These were items that we discussed in our council budget committees, just piece at a time, though, instead of, so you've never seen them all together. That's one of the changes that we're going to make next year. I think we can make a council budget committee just to look at salaries, just so there's a group of you that have seen everything all together. It'd be a good change for next year's budget process.
I would say go with that.
I think we need to get those raised then.
Let two go with it.
Yep.
Three go with it.
Can you
change your mind, Eugene?
Don't matter.
It kind of don't matter, does it? That's an ambivalent answer. So,
I understand wanting to go over a couple of years because I kind of am there, but I also see that it's not going to affect our budget bottom line. And if we can get it out of the way, and then we don't have to deal with it next year.
So from here on out, are we going to do a 2.5% per year? How does that go as far as for raises?
Typically, we follow what the unions do, and those our union contracts say the August to August CPI increase with a minimum of 2 and a maximum of 3. I think one might have a minimum of 1.5. No, I think they're a minimum of 2 with a maximum of 3 or 4. And so we follow what the unions do for the city hall, the non-union things.
So
this year, I think the COLA itself, per the actual COLA was, I think, 1.5%, but then we followed the minimum of the unions, 2%.
So notwithstanding Eugene Bain's non-response response, it looks like we'll go ahead. We'll take the advice of staff and their research and go ahead and grant these merit raises as in addition to their 2% COLA and step raises. With that then, one item we did not cover in our budget is the lodging tax 2% monies. Reason being, the requests were just recently received, and Penny, who's the president of the, we call that the LTAC committee, was on vacation last week, and so she intends to meet and have her committee meet and divide the, how much approximately is it?
Tourism dollars, I want to say it's about $45,000 to split this year.
Okay, and that's amongst all the volunteer groups, 501c3s, Chamber, Sandhill Crane,
Rodeo, the classic rodeo, the car show, Caboose, the old hotel. There's 10 or 11. Yeah. Ultimately, those dollars are collected by the city, and they can only be spent on organizations or purposes that promote tourism within the city. So we're going to meet on Wednesday with the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, and we'll come to some kind of consensus. And next Monday, 2 Mondays from now, on the 24th, I'll take the information from that the LTAC, and I'll build that into the budget as though we were going to go forward with that. And then at that meeting, we'll have Penny present the recommendations from that meeting, and then later the plan is we'll pass the budget that night.
I do want to kind of state something that's a little obvious, but that is a volunteer committee, and they take time to review it, review all the requests, and so the council isn't obligated to take the recommendation, but it's a really good idea, just because they've been tasked with that.
And we do have council representation on that.
And we have council representation, and when we have a committee that's a volunteer committee that's doing work for the city council and we don't take the recommendation, that's not good policy. So unless it's something outrageous that really is egregious to anybody on the council, I think that with that presentation at the November 24th city council meeting and our budget ordinance hearing, we could take those recommendations and then adopt the budget. Is that correct?
Yes. And we'll put those recommendations together with the $40,000 reserve that the council has historically wanted in the tourism fund. And those dollars can be used in the year as you want. If something comes up during the year, mm-hmm. like the Distinguished Young Woman thing came up this year, so we'll still have some opportunity to...
Okay, Spencer, will you, for the benefit of the council and the mayor and the public, will you now walk us through what you intend to leave this meeting and do and prepare for our final budget hearing?
Yeah, so coming away from this meeting, I'll prepare the final budget documents with our red zone items, as we've discussed tonight. I'll prepare the budget with those things, including those items in there. Next Monday, we're also going to meet with the LTAC on Wednesday. Next, on the 24th, we're going to have a series of things that we do related to the budget. We'll have the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee presentation. We'll pass the ordinance for the capital facility plan, which we had the public hearing tonight. We'll have a public hearing on the budget. We'll pass the final budget ordinance. We have our ad valorem property tax ordinance is also going to be that night. That'll be before we adopt the final budget. We need to accept the county assessor will say that for we as the city are allowed to collect up to X dollars in property taxes, and you as the council have to accept that full amount. We can only collect up to the amount that you as the council say that you want to collect.
Normally, we collect whatever that dollar amount is.
Okay. And so then, we would adopt the budget that night, barring any unforeseen events and/or changes that last minute that may need to. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're basically going to go back, you're going to put this all together, and then it'll be out for review by the public, by the council, and will that be on the county or the city's website?
Yes, it'll be on board docs by that Thursday. That's 2 weeks away, though, so we can start populating board docs early.
Okay, for that meeting.
We'll also need an ordinance to change the 50% for the utility tax dollars.
Okay, so you'll prepare all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Council? Like what we're doing?
Yes. There's one item that we did cut that, you know, the additional park restrooms. I would like to revisit it after the first two quarters are done in the year to see how the budget is doing, to see if we could still possibly do it by the end of the year, if the budget is allowing and incomes are up higher. Because with the addition of the skate park up there, the improvements that we have with Walk Path, it would be nice to have that bathroom in there. So I would like to revisit it.
Like in June?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, after 6 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, will you make a note of that? Is that agreeable to you, Terry?
Good. Because the skate park isn't probably going to be done until May or...
April, maybe.
Late April, early May. Some what?
Well issues. We don't need any more well issues.
We don't have any.
So, council, any, you guys like the direction this is taking?
Yes.
I think we owe a big round of applause to Spencer for his effort to bring us to this point. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you very much.
Wade, appreciate your help in guiding the ship, bringing us, keeping us on course, and keeping the city out of jail, as it were. Okay. Debbie, appreciate all your help. Police Chief Phil, Terry, and the rest of the city staff. Thanks for helping prepare. So now, council, we can look forward to that meeting. If you have any other questions, I encourage you to talk to about the budget, to talk to Wade, talk to Spencer. Is there anything else now about our budget that we need to discuss tonight? Very good. I think it's a good budget. I think it was showed a lot of common sense and a lot of thought went into this process and a lot of work. So I really appreciate the council's effort and your participation, and I appreciate you doing a very good job for this city. Item 5 is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business that needs to be brought up before the council tonight? Moving on, 6, new business. Is there any new business that anyone would like to bring up before the council, like staff to research for our next meeting? Okay. Hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting at 8:17 p.m.
Spencer, we're having a meeting on Wednesday?
Yes.
I haven't gotten anything. Well,